Welcome to the Amazing Race Podcast. My name is Jack.
I'm Cindy.
How are you doing today, Cindy?
I'm doing fabulous. How about you?
I'm doing fine, because you know why? We're going to San Diego, Chile.
Was it Santiago?
Santiago,
Chile. But you can see, like, it's something I would have said, like, if I didn't read it right the first time. It's probably spelled similar to San Diego.
Sure. I mean, I'm just picking on her.
Okay.
Because I mess up all the time. As you've heard on this podcast, I mess up all the time. But we're from San Diego, so it was nice to hear San Diego mentioned.
Yeah, it was nice. I thought it was like a little omen.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
They start off, and they're in three groups. First group to part has two in them. Two teams. See, I already screwed up. Karma. First group has two teams, second group has three teams, and the final group has four teams, and they have to go find Marilyn Monroe's T-Bird.
I asked, why do they have Marilyn Monroe's T-Bird? And you said...
They said it in there somewhere that it was lost for a long time, and this ended up somewhere in South America, and they ended up...
It was in pretty good shape.
It was in very good shape.
Yes.
So,
that's the kind of T-Bird you would like.
I like the classic T-Bird, yes. Not the modern T-Bird.
Yes. I don't think they make them anymore. Do they make them anymore?
Probably not, because Nobody liked them. If you own one and you like it, I'm just kidding.
But JK!
I was not a fan of the modern T-Bird. I like the classic one. Let's see. Ricky and Cesar find it the clue first. Shocker.
I'm kind of bummed because I feel like they have the advantage, don't you think? Because it's them and the army people, yeah. Right? The one guy.
Well, so Melissa and Yvonne speak.
Do they?
Fluent Spanish. So. If you speak fluent Spanish...
I feel like you have the advantage.
You do have an advantage.
Because you can talk to people about directions, you can do so many things, and you'd be able to understand the language. It'd be like, we would be there, and we're like, I don't know what you're... We couldn't even ask anybody any questions.
Well, I know a few words, but
what do we
about
know?
It.
Hello, goodbye, and that's
hello,
about it.
Si, hello. I studied Spanish in sixth grade. That was like 50 years ago.
I know. I think I did it in middle school, too. It was either seventh, eighth, or ninth. I can't remember.
I'll be honest. I always regretted it. Because working in San Diego, dealing with the public in San Diego, it would have come in handy because there's a lot of Spanish-speaking people there. And it was like a lot of times I go, I could get a few words out.
Right.
But that was my mistake for not, you know, San Diego borders Mexico. You think I would have been smart enough to.
And we used to bug our kids all the time. We wanted them to learn Spanish for that same reason, too.
And they said, screw you.
Say screw us. They took it, but they didn't take it. Like, in order to really immerse yourself into the language, you have to do. Like, I had a former student who became a doctor, and the 1 year she lived over as a nanny in somewhere in a Hispanic culture, and she lived that for a year so she could really have that language embedded into her and be able to communicate. And that's how you have to learn the language.
Well, Danny spent a year, he studied in Chile,
right?
So he, you know, language is probably.
Anyway, so that kind of buys it up. And like after this, they go Argentina. So
it's not a race around the world. It's a race around South America. That's what's bothering me because I get it that, you know, it's probably cheaper to do it that way.
Oh, I'm sure. And where South America is and then kind of go over to where
you have to go to Europe or whatever. I get it, but it's just, okay, I got it. Let's move and let's see some other countries and stuff. But, you know.
No, I think they're probably going to stay in that whole area, South America. I think that way, yes.
Anyway, we'll see what happens. I'm just complaining today.
Okay.
I'm just complaining. Amber tells Danny and Angie where to go for the car. So they're working really well together.
Yes. But I think I'm with his mom. You know,
we're not there yet.
Okay, but I'm still going to talk about it. I still think no matter what, you can't just keep helping you got to...
We're there now. Danny helps Rod and Leticia with directions, and the mom's... Right. And Angie's right.
She's not going to have the advantage in physical challenges.
Well, she said they're not going to help us with physical challenges, and she's 100% right. I mean, they didn't help her get over the fence.
No. Let's take advantage of... what we're good at and take that as an upper hand so that when it comes to it, we get a little farther ahead that if a physical challenge comes up, we'll be okay with that.
I get helping teams, especially, you know, teams that you have an alliance with, but at some point you can't have an alliance with everybody.
No, you can't.
And she was trying to say, let's get in the car and figure this out. And, you know, all they did was follow her.
Yeah.
Follow them. Yeah. Which is smart on their part.
Yeah, because I think that's what I would have done, too.
I said, okay, yeah, if I can follow someone that probably knows where they're going, that's what I'm going to do. So anyway, the cousins can't drive stick shift. And they even practiced it before.
I asked you that, too, when we were watching it. I said, didn't they practice before? And yeah, you said, yes, they did.
They said they practiced, but, you know, who knows how long it's been since they practiced. You can't, if it's not something that's second nature.
I have not driven a stick shift in probably 21 years.
It's been, yeah, since your Mustang.
Yeah, my Mustang, yeah. I'm sure it would come back to me.
Right.
But it's not.
It's something I would definitely practice before I went on the race.
Yeah, absolutely.
To get familiar with it. I mean, I would drive it a lot.
Right.
I might rent a car for a month that sticks
just
shift.
Just
to drive around, because you can see it cost them a lot of time.
Yes.
And at the end, they needed that time to catch up.
Yes, they did.
The two top teams are lost. they don't know where they're going. This is when they're going to their next roadblock. Let's see. Angie and Danny find the clue first.
Yes.
Followed by everybody else that followed them.
Yes.
And I think they're a little pissed off about it.
You think so? They seem like such a nice, really nice.
Well, I mean, for them.
Okay.
Angry for them.
Okay.
Because later on, they tell Cesar and Ricky where the entrance is. He goes, yeah, the orange team. And
the such and same. They followed us over the fence.
They went over the fence. They followed us there. And they go, oh, okay. So there was a little bit of.
Why didn't they try to go over the fence?
I don't think the mom could have climbed the fence.
No? Okay.
I mean, I could be wrong.
I still give her credit that she's still in the race.
They're doing great.
Yeah.
So the clue, the roadblock is, not the roadblock, the detour is putting a skateboard together.
And could I'm you like, have done that?
Oh, easily.
I
put skateboards together as a kid. I mean, it was, and one thing I noticed about skateboards, it's been, I'm 61, probably hadn't ridden a skateboard since I was 15, because I used to ride
a skateboard the other day, a couple, like 10, 15 years ago.
I mean, really riding a skateboard.
Okay.
We used to ride them all over San Diego, Chile, all over the place. We'd go to the movies with our skateboards. We'd go play racquetball.
I mean, all over
San Diego, we'd ride with our skateboards. Now, one thing that I found fascinating, because it's been a while since I've looked at a skateboard that closely, they haven't changed much since the last time I rode a skateboard. Now, when I was a kid, I mean really a kid, the first skateboards had metal wheels.
Really?
Yeah, they were metal wheels. Roller skates and skateboards had metal wheels, and then they went to clay wheels. Those two things were not good when you ran over a rock.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because you would get launched farther than Rod's nut. you'd be flying so far away, and we didn't wear pads and helmets like that.
I'm trying to remember. I don't know. I don't think I ever rode a skateboard.
I don't think I ever rode a skateboard.
I'm really trying to think about that. I don't think so.
We rode them, probably rode them more than bikes. We would go in, because we had, in San Diego didn't rain a lot.
Right.
So we had the drainage ditches, we would ride our skateboards and do tricks in there.
Right.
And then people would build ramps, those little, can't remember what they're called. But yeah, we rode skateboards all the time. So yeah, I probably could have put the skateboard together right away.
I'd have to ask my brother, because my brother's good at remembering everything. I don't remember my childhood. So I always ask him things that he would have to tell me. I know he rode skateboards. I just don't know if I ever rode a skateboard. Knowing me, because I was such a cautious kid, I probably had my brother, who was 6 years younger than me, hold my hand to ride the skateboard. Because I remember when I snorkeled in Hawaii with him, I made him hold my hand because I was so afraid of it. So I could see him probably like holding my hand and me trying to figure out how to ride a skate. I could totally envision that. And I'll have to ask him one day, because I don't think I ever remember riding one.
Now, the key to this thing is you have to put it together the way it's supposed to be. It has to be exactly like...
I could definitely use the tools. I know how to do the tools.
But at this time, we're going to take a commercial break. Now, the teams assemble the boards. Now, there's four teams there right now.
Now, how did they know they were doing them backwards? Like, how do they know that?
Because it's got to be, you can tell by the way it's faced on the
you
board.
You know what? I was surprised that nobody walked over to the person that was standing there with the skateboard. Did you notice that?
Well, he was skating around.
I know, but at one point he stood there and he was holding it.
You'd think they would. And now Danny was smart enough to realize, okay, there's four different colored wheels. They're probably in four different spots on the board.
Right.
Which... would think to me, I'm not surprised everyone didn't figure that out.
Yeah. Again, I was just surprised that they didn't, like, look at a skateboard to see what was going on. It just surprised me, the whole thing. Anyway.
Rod thought he was done right away.
I know.
But he was wrong.
Because he had the wheels on wrong, right?
No, not the wheels. It was something with the
brackets?
The pad, I thought.
Okay.
But he loses the nut, and he's literally walking 20 feet away from where it was.
And it was under the bag, wasn't it?
Well, no, it was on the, that bag eventually falls on off the
thing.
Oh, okay. Now,
I've
worked with tools before, and sometimes, you know, in a nut and a bolt, sometimes will bounce off the cement and roll somewhere. It's ground. It's not going to fly off. He went all the way over where Danny was at and goes, "You seen a nut?" And he goes, "Other than me," you know, he was being funny about it, but I'm like going, why is he so far away looking for it? And of course, he was walking around. I was worried. He's a big guy. He could smash it into the ground. He would never find it.
Oh, good point.
So anyway, I was like, Rod. It's not on a magic carpet. It's not going to fly away that far. Again, if you're building something in the garage and it hits the ground, it's going to ricochet because it hits the ground.
Right.
It's going to bounce, but not on grass and dirt, Rod. I was disappointed with you, Rod.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Let's see. Juan is wrong on his second attempt and his third attempt. The firefighters are lost. I don't know how they're still in this game.
I don't either. I'm with you.
Luckily for them, there's been...
And I like them, too. I really would like them to be, like, the top three. But I'm like, they don't have urgency either.
No. A little bit of friction.
Yes.
A little bit of friction. They stopped and asked for directions. Vinny used to be a skateboarder, man. He looks like a guy that used to be a skateboarder.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I would agree with you.
Dude, I gotta put the skateboard together. That would have been fun.
At least they were getting along a little bit better this time.
It would have been fun seeing the Spicoli brothers do, dude.
Oh, that would have.
Let's escape. Do we have to put some sex wax on it?
That would have been. Oh, you had your opportunity to be funny.
I know, but they blew it. They lost the race.
I know.
Rod is still looking for his nut. Cesar says, good luck, babe. Hurry up. You can do it, babe. Come on, babe, is what he said.
Yes.
And he's like, and then Ricky goes, come on, babe. Come on. You want me to keep it? No. You can stop. I wouldn't want you bugging me. Because I'd be like, all right, now I'm about ready to throw the skateboard at you.
Yeah.
I have anger issues.
No. Oh, God, no. But you would have thrown the skateboard. You would have said some kind of cussing words to tell me to be quiet. And you wouldn't have used the word be quiet. You would have said shut up.
Shut the F up. You're not helping me.
But I don't like...
That's why I wouldn't go on the Amazing Race with you. I'd come off as a bad guy.
Yeah, you've said that all the time. I'm with you, though. If I'm stressing out about it and you're chirping in my ear like that, that would drive me crazy. Like,
What I would do is I would just walk away from you.
Yes.
And if you were building it, I'd be, okay, I got to...
Because I'd be your...
Because there's nothing I can say to help you.
Right.
So me going, you got this. Come on. Be patient. Come on. You just pay attention. And it'd be like...
No, that would... First of all, I don't think I've ever done that. And that would bug me. I mean, you encourage.
Yeah.
If I need encouragement or something like that. You know, I'm on a diet. So when I get frustrated, I don't lose anything. You say, you got this.
You're,
I don't want you to come across that you're not an encouraging person.
I'm a very encouraging person.
I'm with you. I would not... Because when I watched Survivor with you and what's his face? What's the guy's name that's in charge?
Oh, Jeff Probst.
Jeff Probst. When he's talking, I always say, oh my gosh, will he be quiet? Because that would drive me insane as I'm trying to do that. And he's like, da 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 da.
Yeah. So you do it sometimes when I go, you need to get away from me now. Please.
Well, I do it the wrong time.
Yeah. I go, I will figure it out. Because you are good at saying, why don't you walk away from it for
that's
a second?
That's what I tell you.
And then... figure it out. I said,
right.
I will do that, but you need to walk away too. Angie and Danny finish it first. And so this shocked me. He was so great on the directions, but he got lost.
Yes.
Going to the next, the roadblocks. They're doing, and I'll be honest with you, I first heard it climbing or
performing
for pesos. I said, I'll do the climbing one. That's got to be easier, but they didn't have to learn.
Yeah, I thought at first they said
you had to learn.
They explained you had to learn it.
Yeah.
And then go out there and
all you had to do is just bounce around and hit the thing. And
because I could have done the climbing. I would say, no, please don't do the climbing. I don't have that upper arm strength at all. I'm on my leg, so I would be like...
I would have no problem with the begging for the money, the hat out.
No, you wouldn't do that. I would do that, and you would do the music.
But I'm just saying, if it had to be something with a routine, that was the key thing. I go,
okay.
Wait, I have to learn a musical routine. I got to figure this all out. I go... Let's just do the climbing. It's easier, but you have to get 2,500 pesos or climb for clues 6 stories high. And this one was a lot tougher.
Yes.
Than I knew it would be hard.
Right.
But again, I thought the collecting the pesos would be harder because you had to learn a music routine. All you do is just keep hitting the damn
drum. And they all said the same thing: as you got up higher, it was harder. Yeah, exactly. And I think why it was harder going up higher is you're getting your arms and legs.
Well,
are getting...
and the things got smaller.
Oh, did it? I didn't realize that.
They said the things were getting smaller. Okay. Someone said they were getting smaller. Let's see. Juan and Shane are in second place. They did pretty well on it. Vinny aces the board challenge because, dude,
he was a skateboarder.
He's a skateboarder. He did it. Plus, he's a nurse, and he probably is with fine. But you know,
his fine motor skills are okay.
I don't know. Rod and Letitia are lost. The firefighters finally. See, I should have made fun of Letitia. It's coming back to haunt
me. The firefighters finally.
Yeah, The firefighters finally find their clue at Marilyn Monroe's T-Bird.
Oh, poor little fella.
Karishma isn't good at building, so of course they choose her.
Right. Well, I said to you, I go, why didn't she do that if the other one's better? And you said, she said it before she would open the clue.
Right.
Because she said it, she has to do it.
Yeah, because she has to build the thing. And I didn't know. I was like going, why? You're not. And plus, she doesn't have the patience.
No, she doesn't. I was surprised she did it.
Yeah. So she thought they might have to ride a skateboard. They're not going to put anybody in danger for ride. I mean, you could break an arm, a leg.
Right.
I mean, skateboarding is not easy when you're older. Let's see. Ricky and Cesar reached the detour first. They just got there first. And of course, they got like people gave them like $1,000 right off the bat. Letitia and Rod stopped to figure out where they're at. But I noticed that the cameraman, when they were looking at the map, was all the way across the street.
Oh, did you? I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, I go, what happened if they would have found the, okay, this is where we're at. I mean, later on he comes up.
Right.
And he's filming close. I said, what happens if they found it and they got to wait for him to run across the,
Oh, I didn't realize he was across the street.
Again, it's you can lose the race in a matter of seconds, we've seen. I mean, I get they have to get the shots and all that different stuff. Maybe there's another camera person following him that isn't in the car.
I didn't realize the camera guy was across the street. Tells you how observant I was.
Yeah, so I don't know for a fact, but I was just went, wow, he's all the way across the street. I'd be like, no, you stay right here. Unless, again, it's another crew.
But the other thing, too, when What's-Her-Face in the beginning, when the two cousins were going and they were trying to figure out how to drive the car, there was no cameraman in the car with them. Usually the cameraman's in the car with them. So he was outside filming it.
That's right, yeah.
When they first took off.
That's a good point.
So I thought that was interesting. Huh. I might have said that earlier. I forgot.
Huh. Was he in the back seat?
No.
No, he was. They were filming outside.
Yeah.
Unless there's another crew, sometimes they follow them. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Because sometimes I thought they were always in the car.
I did too. I thought one was always in the car. Maybe they have following people too. Or the car that's the person that's in the car. Another car is, I don't know. It's so confusing.
Yeah. Let's see. Juan and Sean start the climb. Vinny and Amber show up about the same time.
Yeah.
And let's see. I did want to say this about, well, maybe I'll get to that point later.
Okay.
Vinny did tell her, he goes, yeah, it's after he got back, it's harder at the top. And she didn't listen to him.
No.
She kind of ignored him, but he is kind of annoying when he's down there.
Yeah, you felt he was could be a little bit harsh.
Well, not harsh, but it's like, okay, I got it. You know, you're not helping me.
I thought they were better this time. I didn't think they were fighting as much as they did the last
leg. They were better.
Leg.
They were better, but okay. I just, she didn't want the help.
Okay.
You know,
it's okay.
Letitia doesn't like asking for money.
Yeah, I thought, what is she doing? Oh my gosh.
I don't want to ask for money.
Thank God they switched because she seemed like it was just beneath her. Like, I don't want to do this. This is beneath me. You do it.
Yeah, she didn't seem like it was something. Well, she definitely didn't want to do it.
No.
But of course, she said that from the beginning.
She did say in the beginning. He doesn't listen sometimes to her.
He goes, and I think that had probably more to do with it than anything. That you, when you keep telling someone, I don't want to do this, and then you make me do it.
Right.
He goes, well, you can't do this. There was nothing
to it.
There's not just bang, bang,
right.
bang. And he has the better outgoing person. He's the more outgoing person.
Yes.
He has no filters. He's just like going, come on. He looks like a fun guy. Not that Letitia's not fun to be around. I don't know. But he looks like he'd be fun to hang out with because he's always joking and having a good time. Again, she was right. I don't want to do this. You do it. But, you know, you're on the race. You got to do what you got to do to make ends meet. Ricky and Cesar are team number one.
Yes, they
Shocker.
Won again.
And I do like the fact that Phil goes, you feel bad? You want to? No, we want it all. We want the whole world.
Yeah, I was just like, really? When you told me that they won again, I was like,
it's just, well, they're
I don't dislike them as a person,
as a team.
I just would like to see some other people have the opportunities too.
You know? You want to see it a little closer, a little more exciting. And, you know, it's just like, God.
It kind of like when they were showing it, the edit of it, it kind of like they were all three kind of together, but they weren't.
No.
I hate when they
do
that.
I think it was the way Phil said, it might have been closer finish than what we saw.
Right.
But still, they easily won. I mean, yeah. they could win the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, would you have a team that goes basically because they've finished in second once,
right?
And the rest of the time it's been first.
There was a team before though that had like four or five first, and then they end up not winning at all.
Yeah, that's true. It happens,
right?
But it depends. Right now, it's just
they're a good team.
Because you look at when Cesar was putting the skate, he goes, "I've never put a skateboard together. I've never rode a skateboard or anything about it." He was very. He took his time. Yeah. He wasn't strict because you go back to. Karishma, she was stressing out at the beginning. She was stressing out before she even got it.
Yeah.
There were other people that were like, I've never done this before. And they stressed out. He just sat down.
Yeah.
Was calmly put the thing together. You know, he didn't worry about being first, second, or third, which I thought there was going to be a problem for them.
Right.
He got it.
They got a little feisty with each other when they were driving somewhere in the car. I was like, ooh, because there's a little crack there.
Yeah, because he said, I don't have the map.
Right.
You know, and I go, ooh.
I was like, ooh. Ouch. Okay, well, there's something to see. What happens?
I'll see. So Juan and Shane are team number two, just behind. They're improving each week.
Yes, they are.
I like how they said it. He goes, we're a first place team finishing in the middle of the pack. We need to do better.
Right.
Firefighters finally show up at the roadblock. Vinny and Amber are team number three, and they were all peaceful and lovey-dovey at the end.
Yes.
Angie and Danny are team number four. I really thought they were going to be, and they, because they were saying too, at first we were the number one team.
Yeah, they were.
I thought they were going to, because I thought they would have no problem.
I just love the way they work with each other. Like the mother and son, they're just so loving. And it just the way.
And again, I said in the beginning, there's two teams that can't win, and I had them as one. I did too. And they're proving me wrong.
Yeah.
They're very steady.
Yeah.
Ron Letitia, team number five. Karishma's bolt is stuck.
I know.
And I was like going, oh my God. And what the firefighter setup thing, I think that's all you have to do is get...
Right. Put it back in the river.
Back in the thing, but it's just like she wasn't. Busy completes it, so they're on their way, and Karishma is still there trying to put it together, and she's struggling. She finally gets it out, and at this point I'm thinking, okay, there is no way they don't finish in last.
Right.
I'm
with you.
I figure there's no way. Devin and Shalisa finally find the roadblock because they were ahead of the firefighters, but the firefighters passed them, and they aced the climbing challenge.
Yeah, they did.
Because they have upper body strength. Firefighters are, let's see, where am I? Oh, Yvonne and Melissa are team number six. They pretty much six every, aren't they? Yeah. Like, they're just...
They did really good on that. That was a husband and wife, right? The older husband. Oh?
Yvonne and Melissa.
Oh, Yvonne and Melissa. Yeah. I always forget about them because it seems like they just don't show a lot of them.
No, but they're just very steady.
Yes, they are.
Middle of the pack. Dave and Shalisa finally find that. I said that the cousins and the cousins finally show up, but Dave and Shalisa have already gone.
Yes.
So I'm like, but they should have definitely chose the other challenge. I don't know if it would have mattered.
And that's like, because you don't really know how far apart they are.
Yeah, right. But
yeah.
I figured the climb, and one of them was afraid of heights. So I'm like going, why didn't the chains take the...
Again, you're thinking you had to learn a routine, and that's always
I think that takes a lot of time. Because the other challenge didn't seem like it took long at all.
No, it didn't.
Firefighters are team number seven. Devin and Shalisa are team number eight, which leaves the cousins have been eliminated. I thought they handled it with class.
Yes, they did.
They're a fun team. They just got a little stressed out on some of the challenges, and that did them in. Plus, not knowing how to do stick, the skateboard challenge, putting it together was, you know, obviously put them way behind.
I thought they did the climbing pretty fast.
Yeah, they did do the climbing pretty fast.
You had said something that you didn't think that you knew they were going to be last because they had to do the climbing, but I thought they both did a pretty good job with
it. They did. I thought Karishma would have trouble because she's only 4'11".
Right, but I thought they both did a great job.
So anyway, that was the Amazing Race this week. We'll see what happens next week. It's a mega race, mega leg,
whatever.
Mega leg, so that could change things up. I don't know if they're going to leave it the same time. I mean, I have no problem with the teams that finish in front.
I like how they're doing the different times like that in groups. Yeah. I really like that this time.
Right. But I have no problem with teams that finish ahead getting to start first. You should be able to start
Absolutely.
First.
Absolutely.
But it just is like, oh, my God. Dude, can we get a different team to win? Nothing against Ricky and Cesar.
No, nothing. Nothing. But I see somebody else.
It's like, oh, my God. It's the same team every week. It's like if you're watching sports and the same team that you're not rooting for. I mean, I don't care. To be honest, right now, I don't really have a favorite. But it's like, okay, that's like, oh, my God, just the same team. Anyway, that's all I got, Amazing Race. Anything else you'd like to add?
No.
This time, we want to thank all our patrons. We're going to thank four patrons right now. Eckhart Rickner, Glaffelder, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Planet, Ed the Creepy Poopy Letter Carrier. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for everyone who has made the Amazing Race podcast
the number one podcast
on the Jay and Jack Podcasting Network.
Woohoo!
That's all we got. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Arrivederci.